March 24th. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. I'm not exactly Mark Spitz, but I swim. Between 4 and 5 p.m. on certain afternoons, you'll find me and my 600 muscles sloshing through the waters of the Y. But this wasn't always the case. A few years ago, my 600 muscles didn't know the meaning of the word exercise. Then came the day I started up some church steps. There was a roof above me, but about halfway up, a fat drop of rain hit me right between the eyes. I stopped and looked up. A leaky roof? In a church? How disgraceful that God's house should get into such ill repair, I thought. I continued my climb, huffing and puffing like a steam engine. I leaned on the balustrade at the top, tuckered out by 25 steps. It didn't take me long to see the comparison. I was in worse repair than the church. Wasn't my body God's temple? Just as the church was? Wasn't it God's creation? If God was going to use me to do His work, shouldn't my body be in the very best shape, fit, and humming with energy and vitality? I went straight home and dug out a swimming suit. I nearly drowned on the first lap. Now I do a mile like a dolphin and take church steps two at a time. I finally learned to take care of my body. Actually, it's not my body. It's God's. I just figured He deserved better than my leaky roof. Lord, keep me fit.